Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's back here on OMF. As we've been saying, a hell of a weekend here in New England. Red Sox playing the first two of the ALCS. And you've got the Patriots against the unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs coming up on Sunday night. We're going to talk a little bit about it right now with our buddy Mike Lombardi from The Ringer, author of Gridiron Genius, all sponsored by Norfolk Power Equipment and Town Fair Tire. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Doing great.
All right, we got a good one coming up on Sunday night. Who do you like?
You know, this will be an interesting game. I think the Patriots are playing much better, you know, obviously offensively, which is where it all starts for them. You know, they've always played complementary defense, and I think it's got to start with their offense and Josh Gordon having a little bit more time within the offense, certainly learning what to do, and then getting Edelman back has been huge. But I think the biggest thing has been Sonny Michel. His ability to play effectively the last 2 weeks has made a huge difference with their offense.
Well, you would look at both these teams, neither defense really is, blowing you, you know, making you excited, right? Which one is worse?
Well, look, I think the one thing that's been very clear with the Chiefs, they've outscored their opponents 59-9 in the first quarter. So they have this huge lead after one quarter, and they just play from in front, and so their defense can make mistakes and do some bad things and then overcome it. The Patriots, that's the Patriots' model, has always been start fast and get the lead. I think this team doesn't tackle well. Kansas City, Justin Houston's not going to rush the passer. They take care of D Ford. There's a lot of plays to be made. But where they have been very good this year is on third down. They've been effective on third down getting off the field, and they've been effective in the red zone. So those two areas, they've moved the ball up and down the field on them, but you got to cash in. You can't kick field goals. This game is going to come down to who plays best in the red zone, who handles the four-point plays.
You know, Mike, they do the RPO, right? Man, they have a lot of movement pre-snap and everything, but just the run play, pass option. In your mind, defensively, like who's that? Who's the big responsibility? Who's the key, and how does that fit with the New England Patriots' strength?
Well, they got to be an edge to every defense. You know, defenses have to set the edge, and if you don't set the edge, it really doesn't matter. Then all of a sudden, things get around the corner, and you've got to play within the system and communications. And I think there's a lot of tip-offs on these RPOs that you can read based on the depth of the back, based on where the alignments are, and you've got to play those tendencies and see how it handles. I think the Patriots are getting better, obviously. They've seen a lot more. But what concerns you as a Patriot fan is so far this year, the Patriots have faced 15 third or four or lesses, and the opponents have converted all 15. They got to stop that because this game will be about those third and four plays.
This doesn't seem like one of those games where they change that, right? I mean the Chiefs are so good. Yeah, I get it. They got to, but I don't see them doing it. And I asked you earlier, like, you know, whose defense is worse? You know, personnel-wise, would you take the Patriots' personnel or would you take the Chiefs' personnel?
Well, I think the Chiefs have a couple of dynamic rushers, that one thing the Patriots don't have. But in this game, I think the way to handle Mahomes is not through a dynamic rusher up the field. I think it's controlling him in the pocket. And I think Flowers and Wise and Claiborne, those guys have got to push those tackles back. And they can't let Mahomes get out of the pocket and extend plays. It's hard to cover the Chiefs' receivers on normal downs when they have to run their routes. It's impossible when Mahomes is back there running around and he could throw the ball from any point on the field. So I think a lot of this is about field goal rush is what I call it. Staying in front of Mahomes, not letting him out of the pocket, not letting him make loose plays.
When you talk about the red zone, this may be a game of who has the most possessions, but the other one may be in that red zone. If one of these teams is settling for field goals instead of touchdowns, that may be a recipe for losing the game.
Yeah, no doubt. The four-point plays are going to be the critical component of the game. Who wins the four-point plays? Third down and four. And I think Andy Reid being on the road will go for some of those fourth and ones or twos and realizing field goals aren't going to matter, depending on the pace of the game. The other aspect of this game is, look, the Chiefs are good in the kicking game. They're very good returning punts. They're good returning kicks. They're good at covering those things. And the Patriots special teams are good, too. So this is two good special team units going after each other, and field position will determine this game, because the one thing I know for sure, the Patriots are not going to let the ball get thrown over their head. Now, it might happen because they blow a coverage or they make a mistake or they get beat man-on-man, but they're going to go into this game saying to themselves, look, we can't let the ball get thrown over our head. We've got to keep it in front. Let Mahomes methodically work it down the field if he does, and we'll get off. They'll have a negative play at some point, and we'll get off the field.
Is Andy Reid a top five coach in the NFL?
I think he is. I really do. I mean, look what he's been able to do with the quarterbacks. Just look at his quarterback history. You know, Donovan McNabb in Philadelphia. He took Nick Foles, got something out of Nick Foles. Then he goes to, you know, then he goes to Kansas City, and Alex Smith is probably wishing he was still coaching him right now. You know, he's played well. He got Alex Smith to play well, and now he's got Mahomes. So I think Andy can do something that not a very few people in the world can do, which is coach the quarterback and evaluate the quarterback. So he can argue about his game management.
Yeah, there you go.
It always comes to question. But in terms of being a guy who's gotten the conference championship games and won, I think there's no doubt he's top five.
All right, let me put you inside Bill Belichick's head. We like to do that with you because you were around him for a long period of time. Stat is unbelievable. Quarterbacks under the age of 25 against New England here at Gillette are 1-41. Kaepernick is the only one that has beaten him here, an under 25-year-old quarterback. They've had 10 days to prepare for this game now. All right, this is a terrific young quarterback. He's 23 years of age. What does Belichick do to these young quarterbacks to kind of screw them up? They're young. They haven't seen a lot of NFL reps. And now, what does he do in this one? Why has he been so successful against these young kids, Mike?
Because he makes them play left-handed. He takes away what they do. And they don't have enough experience to go and do other things. So, for example, I think he's going to have a detailed rush plan against Mahomes. I think Mahomes makes plays outside the pocket. I think he's going to force him to stay in there. Not that he can't make plays in the pocket, but I think he's going to force him. And I think they're going to make sure that they get Kelsey and they take away that weapon, keep Hill from making the plays down the field, and that's going to be critical. And then force the ball to Sammy Watkins or some other guys and try to hold up that way. I think that's how you try to make Kansas City play left-handed. Will it work? I think they're still going to give up 20 points, 23 points, but I think that's a victory. I think that's the way you got to handle this game.
Mike, we just had a discussion about who it's maybe more important for. Is it more important for Kansas City to prove or Pat Mahomes prove they can come into New England and win this game, or for the Patriots not to fall behind 6-0, 3-3?
I think it's the most important component of this game is not falling behind the first quarter by either team. I think the season's way too long. Teams are going to improve. You're going to see New England keep getting better. I mean, where they were a month ago compared to where they are now is way different. Right. I think it's too early. I think the one thing about the Chiefs that you have to look at is their injury history. They've gotten some significant injuries, and that's going to be hard to overcome as they go forward, especially in the offensive line.
Yeah, but how important is it for Kansas City? Because Kansas City hasn't had great success. They've had great success early on in seasons, Mike. Right. Late in the season, in the postseason, is where they fail. So isn't this a key game that they can come into Gillette against the premier team in the conference over the last decade and knock them off? If they don't, they go back home and they're dealing with the same issues they've dealt with in past years.
You know, I think on paper that looks good, but I just think to me that, you know, never once in my career have I thought, you know, week six we had a chance and we never got there. You know, I think it's too early. We're just too early there, and I think that one thing will happen in this game. Both teams will learn from one another, and if they face one another again, it'll be from this game that'll dictate the next game. I just think it's too early to make this because the Chiefs, look, they got the Raiders. The Raiders are not very good. They know that the West is for theirs taking, and I think they'll go back and win it, and they could really – what this is going to come down to is home field advantage. Do you have to go to Kansas City? You have to come back to New England?
Yeah, from a math situation, it's not a good game for the Patriots to lose. On the other hand, I agree with you. We really don't know much about these teams until we get to Week 10, 11, and 12. I get that. Should be a fun one. We'll talk to you next week, Mike.
Bye, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
See you. Mike Lombardi right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.